He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money Easy and 34 here, checking in on December 3rd, Friday. You know we love these Friday podcasts. It is episode 108 of Crypto Ballers. Thanks for tuning in. Now, on today's podcast, we're going to have a lot of fun. We have a lot to talk about in the world of NFL all day. We have descriptions of every single special edition set that's going to be released. We're going to break down, read the descriptions for every single one. And I get to announce Crypto Baller Trivia. We're going to be having very special trivia 3 nights a week from now all the way until Christmas time. It's going to be a ton of fun. Without further ado, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything Top Shot related, from challenge updates, marketplace trends, pack drop information. We'll even help guide you along on your showcase quests. We also are heavily involved in NFL all day, which is what today's podcast is primarily about. So that's very exciting, especially for me. I've been waiting for the NFL all day project for a very long time. And today we have some very useful information about all the special edition sets to expect when it drops, and it should be dropping soon. It should be coming very soon. We're going into what, week 13 of the NFL season? They said it was going to be here during the course of this season. Well, we're running out of weeks to go, so it should be coming pretty soon. And there's a lot of buzz around Twitter. You got players coming out every single day, you know, retweeting the NFL All Day account. So it seems like it's very close, but we do not have the exact date yet. Now, before we even get into anything, I have to apologize for my jacked up voice. You guys probably noticed on Wednesday it was starting to slip on me. Today it has progressed, it's regressed worse than, you know, what it was earlier in the week. All right, so I feel like a player right now, and the coach gave me the questionable tag. Not sure if I was going to suit up for the game today, but I told him I'm good to go. Put me in there. I'm playing through injury right now. All right, I'm about to go take a swig of some Mucinex or something, try to get my head right. All right, you know, as Jordan Belfort says, the show goes on. So here we go. Now, before we get into the NFL all day special set breakdown, I need to announce, and very excited about this, we're going to be hosting Crypto Baller Trivia, okay? We're going to have some special guests. We're going to have some special prizes. It's going to be every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So every single new podcast day, that night, we're going to host, you're going to find on Twitter, at Crypto Ballers TS, you'll see a video of a special guest, you know, coming on in a nice presentation, a nice little graphic proposing a question. Now, it could be sports related, could be pop culture related as well. And if you hear the question, you get the answer for it right, you just drop it in the comments of that post, and then you're entered in for a chance to win that day's prize. Now, the prize will cycle between multiple things. It could be NBA Top Shot moments. It could be Panini America NFL NFT packs, right? They just dropped their Mosaic NFL NFT packs yesterday. I got some packs to give away, so it could be Panini NFT packs, NBA Top Shot moments. It could even be physical NBA blaster boxes. Like, it's going to be cycling. And, right, and again, not to get anyone's hopes up, but if the NFL all day product gets released between now and like the end of December, if it comes in the next couple weeks, we're going to have NFL all day moments in there as well. So make sure you're paying attention to the Twitter at Crypto Ballers TS. Crypto Baller Trivia is going to be really fun. I'll give you a little spoiler alert. Tonight will be the first night of Crypto Ballers Trivia. So make sure you turn the notifications on. If you're already following on Twitter, if you're not following on Twitter, you must not like special prizes. All right, let's move right over to the NFL All Day Special Sets. Now we're going to start at the bottom, all the way down at the base, or they like to call core set. And then we're going to move up to the rare. Then we're going to move up to the legendary. Now, each, the common, rare, legendary, each of them kind of have their own special editions. Kind of like how NBA Top Shot, their commons, they have, you know, the common base set, but then they have cool cast. They have fresh threads. Those are common special editions. NFL All Day is going to have the same thing, but we have descriptions of what the special sets will be, and we got the titles. So we're going to go through each rarity. We're going to read off each, like, subset. And, you know, it'll be a good time. It's very exciting. I can't wait. So we're going to start off at the bottom with the commons. So the NFL All Day Twitter feed released that there's going to be three special sets for the core common set. Okay, if that makes sense. So they released sets for their sets. They released the special edition sets for the common set. There we go. So the first one's going to be called He Gut Game. And the description reads, "It's over. Whether it was punched in across the goal line by the offense, sailed through the upright off a kicker's foot," which makes me think of the Justin Tucker, you know, record-setting kick that hit the crossbar and bounced in. That's what comes to mind immediately when you think sailed through the uprights of a kicker's foot. Or did it come down to a big defensive stop? That's another thing we got to remember. There's going to be defenses and defensive players, so the player pool is truly going to be enormous for NFL All Day. "These are the moments that send one team home happy and the other back to the drawing board." I'm really excited about this special edition because, you know, game winners are fantastic. In NBA Top Shot, we really appreciate a game-winning moment. This is going to be the same thing, but on the NFL side. So really, I have high hopes for the Heat called game. Right? I mean, game winners are probably the most exciting part of sports. So He Called Game, I think, is going to be sneakily the best of the special common sets. Next one's called Move the Chains. This one reads, the building blocks of great drives, first downs. These moments keep the ball moving downfield on a march towards the end zone. So is this just essentially going to be first down? So like good first down plays? I imagine that's not going to be limited to like, oh, like here's a 10-yard catch or, oh, here's a 10-yard run. It's probably going to be a bigger play that also happened to get a first down, maybe like a 25-yard catch or like a 20-yard rush, something like that. Move the Chains, I feel like this one is going to be a little interesting. Like, could you imagine if you open up a moment, right? And it's like a Josh Jacobs rush and it's like a Josh Jacobs 3-yard fucking first down run. Like that wouldn't be that exciting. Now it very well could be because it's a common set, but Moving the Chains, a little iffier on this one. I think the potential is great for some like fantastic moments, but I feel like there is going to be some landmines in this one where it's just not very exciting. You're gonna get like a Dalton Schultz 7-yard first down reception. Like come on. So that's gonna be an interesting one. Move the Chains is definitely below the He Called Game. And the third and final special edition common set is going to be called Make the Stop. This one reads, "There are moments where the defense did its job, plain and simple. A sack, a pick, a tackle for loss that forces a turnover on downs, it's all here." So I like the Make It Stop more than the Move the Chains. I love defense. I love hard hits. I love interceptions, sacks, forced fumbles, turnovers, again, right up there with game winners for the most exciting plays in football. And you guys already know from past podcasts when we talked about the NFL NFL All Day, that there's going to be fusions, there's going to be melts of moments. So there could be a Make the Stop moment where it could be like a Aaron Darnold, like 3-sack moment where he has like 3 sacks in the game, gets all fused together into one big moment where he's just destroying a quarterback. So I have high hopes to Make the Stop. I think this is going to be really exciting. Now, one question that comes to mind reading off the common, or should I say core sets, is will defensive players get the same amount of love that offensive players get? Because offensive players, they kind of have like all the shine to them. Like if you tell, you know, some average Joe down the street, like name like 10 offensive players, like 10 wide receivers or 10 running backs, 10 quarterbacks, they could probably do it. But if you go to a random person and say, hey, name 10 defensive players of any position, I feel like they might not be able to do it. Defense, they're not as popular as offensive players. So I wonder if that'll be reflected in the price points. But again, we just don't know yet because the project isn't live. So with that being said, let's move over to the rares. All right, so the core rare set is going to be titled Locked In. And that reads, in a word, special. The toe drags, the broken tackles, the hurdles, the stiff arms. They're moments you'll see on a highlight show and all over your social media feeds after the week. I feel like we had one of these plays in last night's Cowboys-Saints game where Taysom Hill hurdled over a defender and like didn't even touch him. He just straight up cleared my guy. So I feel like that would be like an example of what a locked in, a air quote locked in moment would be. Toe drags. It was also a toe drag in the game last night too, with that Michael Gallup touchdown in the back of the end zone. So I feel like we have a good idea what, you know, the base rare locked in moments will consist of. So with that being said, I think we go over to the special sets. Now there's actually 7 of these. There is a ton of rares. So we're just going to go top to bottom. The first one reads Afterburners. All right, so let's go ahead and read the description. The Afterburner Special Edition is the definition of speed. These moments are where you see some of the fastest players in the game turn on the jets, whether it be a long run, a quick quarterback sack, or a speedy quarterback sneak. Might as well just say this is the Lamar Jackson set, because when you think quarterback sneak, you think Lamar Jackson. There may be some Josh Allen in there as well. It'd be hilarious if like that 11-yard scramble by Tom Brady last week was in the Afterburners. That would be fantastic. I feel like there's going to be a lot of Jonathan Taylor in there as well, since he had the 2 fastest recorded rushes of the whole season, like over 22 miles an hour, which is crazy. That's like, you know, that's like what cars go. Humans aren't supposed to go that fast. I'm sure Tyreek Hill will make an appearance in there as well. The next special set is In the Trenches. Now, remember, guys, these are all rare sets. These are just like the equivalent of an NBA Top Shot throwdowns or a run it back. All right, now let's read the In the Trenches, because this is a truly unique set. And I'm really curious to hear your guys' opinions on this, because I'm not too sure about this one. So it says here, this special edition is all about line play, because that's where the game is won, as they say. Bursting through the line to take down the quarterback. Yep. Pancake block that springs a teammate for a long gain. Yep. The work of the big men up front doesn't go unnoticed. So you're telling me that there's going to be a rare set where it's going to be all linemen? Again, this raises the question I had from when we talked about the base set, where will defensive players be valued as much as offensive players? Where the hell are linemen going to be valued? You're going to open up some of these rares and you're not even going to know who some of these guys are. And the clip is going to just be like a really good seal off block. But will that hold value? You know what I mean? Like, could you imagine just having like a digital display up in your studio or in your apartment, in your home, you know, wherever you are, hopefully not in your car. Don't have a digital display of NFTs in your car. Like, what are we doing here? So imagine having your digital display up and, you know, it's cycling through moments, you know, a little bit of NBA, a little bit of NFL, a little bit of like the best in life. And then it just like comes around to like a fantastic pancake block. And it's like, hold on. Is that the play? Like, I don't know. It's hard to see. So I'm curious to see how many people are going to show up for the In the Trenches set. I think people will be there because, you know, we're all degenerates and we just love this stuff. But In the Trenches, I'm not sure where this will rank in my in my interest level in compared to some of these other rare sets. So In the Trenches, not too sure about this one. The next one, though, has a great title. We'll see how this one goes. This one's called Ball Hawk. All right, so let's check out the description. You can't sneak one past these guys, whether they're batting it away, forcing a fumble with a precision punch on the ball, or picking it off and taking it the other way. These defenders define tight coverage, and you can see why, regardless if they're trailing a man on a short slant or to go on a deep route. All right, so this one seems like it's going to be all cornerback-centric. A lot of pass deflections, interceptions. I think this is going to be a really fun set. Everybody likes an interception, so I think that this will be a pretty popular set. There's going to be some really cool slow motion, zoomed in, punches on the ball. Every time I say punches on the ball, it just makes me think of my son, because I know that he'd absolutely be dying if he heard me say that. But yeah, another slow motion, like the boxer punch, where they just, punch the ball. So the last two sets we talked about seem like it's very, like, position oriented, right? Into the trenches, that seems like it's going to be all offensive and defensive line type stuff. Ball hawk seems like it's all going to be secondary and cornerback and safety stuff. So let's see if the trend continues. If that's the case, we're going to need something for like running backs. And we still haven't had anything that really seems like it's like a quarterback type set yet. So I'm sure it looks like that something's, bound to come. Now, again, I really wish that my voice wasn't as rough as it is right now. It's not easy to read all these sets, as with every word, I can feel it getting worse. So I'm going to try to fly through these. We have four more rares to go, and then we got to move on to the legendaries. So bear with me. Hopefully the audio is not that terrible. So the next rare set we have is called Game Changers. It reads here, sometimes you can just feel the momentum change. There are plays that swung a game, lifting one team to victory and sinking another to defeat. I feel like this can really be any kind of play. I think this could be a pass, could be a run. It could be, an interception. It just could be a regular tackle. So I feel like Game Changers is like a very vague set. I feel like it's going to grab pieces of everything. I can also see some fourth down stops being in there as well. So I'm not quite sure about the great Game Changers one yet. I feel like it's going to be such a mixed bag. I'm curious to see which moments there will be in the first Game Changers drop. Definitely going to be keeping my eye on that one. Let's move over to the next one, because, man, there's a lot of rare sets. Showtime. And it reads here, it's as much about the moment as it is how you celebrate it. These players paired big-time plays with big-time celebrations because they knew it was showtime. So this is going to be a really fun set, okay? This is going to be one of the better sets amongst all the rares. Everybody loves celebrations. Good things happen. I feel like there's going to be some pick sixes in here, some big receptions, big rushing touchdowns. And, the celebrations are always great. So if you can get a set where, player X will say Ezekiel Elliott, I just watched him last night, it's on the brain, I apologize. So say Zeke gets into the end zone, which he did not do last night, by the way. So he scores a rushing touchdown, and then all the Cowboys get together, do like a big celebration. Maybe he rolls the football and he pretends he's bowling and knocks over all the team. If you can get some like really cool celebrations as moments on NFL All Day, I think that would be wonderful. And I think that they'd be crazy popular. So Showtime is definitely on my radar. Might be number one on my list amongst all the rare sets, but we're not done yet. We got two more to go. All right, just off the set name alone, I have high hopes for this next one. This next one's called Launch Codes. And it reads here, 3, 2, 1. These moments highlight deep connections that took the top off the defense and flipped the field, or big time blast from a kicker to put 3 points on the board. Again, with the kickers, why is there so many kickers? I'm afraid that we're going to, like, who's going to be the first person to open up a pack of just straight kickers? Like, that has to be the most unfortunate thing ever. We talked about, will defensive players be valued the same amount as offensive players? Where the hell are kickers going to be? At this point, I wouldn't be surprised if I see a set where it's highlighting like coffin kicks by punters. Like, I can't help but wonder how much is the serial number one Justin Tucker NFL record setting kick going to go for on the marketplace? Like, there's so many questions that I have. But seriously, though, I think Launch Codes is going to be one of the better sets as well. The last two have been fantastic, Showtime and then Launch Codes. So everybody loves a deep play again. I keep on saying, play X might be one of the most exciting plays in sports. Well, deep shots down the field that are successful are arguably one of the most exciting plays in football, because they kind of go hand in hand with momentum game changes, whereas momentum swings, it goes hand in hand with first downs. Obviously, deep shots on the field are more than likely first downs. They can be touchdowns as well. So I feel like Launch Codes, I feel like there's so many different plays that kind of intercept each other that I'm curious to see how they decipher, this one, play A from play B, and how they decide like which set to actually put it in. But again, all these descriptions are kind of bumming me out with all the talk about these damn kickers. However, I'm very excited for launch codes. I think it's going to be in the top three amongst rare sets. Now, the last and final rare set we're going to be getting is called 2-Minute Drill. And it reads here, the clock is ticking. The field looks a mile long. But each of these moments proved that the best teams can band together and execute when the pressure is on. Now, this is going to be an exciting set for sure. This falls into, if you listen to our last NFL All Day podcast, we talked about play melts and how sequence of plays can be fused together to form one moment. 2-Minute Drills is going to be a fusion of every single play on the 2-Minute Drill that ended up, you know, resulting in a touchdown or a game-winning field goal, I'd imagine anyway. I don't know why they'd have like a 2-Minute Drill play where, you know, the team went from like their own 20 and get to the opponent's 20 and then threw an interception. You're not going to have a moment like that. So I imagine it's going to be a successful 2-minute drill that results in points. But you know, these are moments that I'm very interested to actually witness because I want to see how they cut it together. You know, the first couple of plays might be like 10-yard pass, 12-yard pass, 12-yard pass, 15-yard rush, 40-yard pass. So, like, I'm curious to see how it's going to fuse together. Are these going to be, like, stupid long moments? Or is it going to be, like, cut together in, like, a rapid succession? I'm very curious just to see, you know, the dynamic of how a 2-minute drill moment is actually put together. So, my curiosity is 100% peaked on the 2-minute drill rare set. And just like that, that's a wrap for all the rares. Wow, there's a lot of rare sets. Now, another thing I'm curious about, right, is that the NFL season, like I said, we're in like week 13 or maybe week 14. I always get it confused. I think we're in 13. But don't quote me on that. Time is just fusing together these days. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. So if this product, NFL All Day, is actually going to be dropping at some point during this NFL season, which they've doubled up on, they said it was going to happen, that is the absolute metric ton of sets. So I have a hard time believing that every single set that we've reviewed today or talk about today will actually be released during the course of this season. I mean, it's just, I feel like that's too tall of a task. How are you going to do that? How are you going to release 3 core sets and 7 rare sets? And we haven't even got to the legendaries yet. And we're already, the season's already almost done. So I just don't see it. So I'm not sure which of these sets we're actually going to get in their series one. Or like, is their series one going to prolong into the off season? Are they going to keep on releasing sets of these moments for the regular season while the NFL playoffs is happening? I'm not sure how they're going to do it. All stuff, soon as I hear, will be announced and broken on the Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Make sure you go ahead and check that out. Now let's move to the legendaries. All right, so we're going to have a legendary core set, just like the other two sets, and then we're going to have 3 special editions. Now, the legendary core set is going to be called Iconic. Again, that should be no surprise. We covered that on our last NFL All Day podcast, and I'm going to go ahead and read you the description, as we didn't have a description last time. So this one reads, as soon as it happens, you know. This special edition highlights the moment that got you out of your seat and put your hands on your head in disbelief. So pick your jaw up off the floor and see what special edition has in store. All right, so this is going to be like the wow plays, which, you know, should not be a surprise because this is the legendary set. A play from last night's game. Again, I keep on going back to it because it's fresh in the brain. A play that could be on it, I'd imagine, would be that Tony Pollard 50-plus yard touchdown run. I feel like that fits the description of a play that makes you get out of your seat, put your hands on your head in disbelief. If you're a Cowboys fan, and if you're a Saints fan, you're probably in disbelief that Tony Pollard just took one, just housed you like that for 50. So I'm really curious about the Iconic core set. I am very intrigued on what the special edition legendaries can be, but I think this is going to be a pretty wild set. So let's go ahead and pull it up. The first one reads, hold on, let me pull it up here. Computer's going slow. This one's called Rookie Revelation. All right, so you tell me that there's going to be a whole subset of legendaries that it's just rookies? That's intriguing. Okay, so it says here, the best rookies announce their arrivals in grand fashion. This special edition features the moments you knew that rookie with promise was officially ready to be a force in the league. All right, so again, oh my God, why do we keep going back to Thursday Night Football? Micah Parsons he'll definitely have a moment in the rookie revelation. My guy, Mac Jones, dare I say, could be offensive rookie of the year, right? He just won offensive rookie of the month of November. Could he be rookie of the year? Let's hope so. Let's go, Mac Jones. He'll definitely have a moment in here. Jamar Chase, absolutely. So even Najee Harris. Najee Harris has a really good rookie season. So this is going to be a really fun set. And the fact that it's all rookie-centric is very exciting to me. I imagine there's going to be some form of rookie badge. This is a loaded rookie class. So I'm very excited about the rookie revelation. Legendary set for sure. All right, the next legendary special edition is going to be called What a Drive. Okay, so it reads here, it takes an entire team to execute in the game's biggest moments and string together a pivotal drive. This special edition captures the collective effort it takes to march a team down the field in a critical situation. Okay, so the first thing that comes to mind is how different is What a Drive going to be from the two-minute drill of the rare set? All right, they have eerily close descriptions. One of them just really, you know, nailed home that it is a two-minute drive. But the What a Drive legendary set, it says march a team down the field in a critical situation. What's more critical than a two-minute drill? Or, you know, a game-winning drive, which usually happens. If it's a game-winning drive, it usually happens in the last 2 minutes of the game. So I am curious to see what the difference is going to be between the rare two-minute drill and the legendary What a Drive. I'm going to keep my eyes open on that one. I'm curious to see what NFL All Day has in store for this situation. It's possible that it could be cut together differently, like maybe add a little more spice, a little more pizzazz to the What a Drive because it's legendary. I'm not sure. So I'm definitely curious to see what they do with that one. In the last set we're going to talk about on today's podcast, the last legendary special edition is called Hoodwinked. All right, and I think they might have saved the best one for last. Let's go ahead and read the description of Hoodwinked. It reads here, teams dug deep into their bag of tricks, and what did they find? This special edition. It's the kind of thing you draw up in the dirt on the playground. It's where play calling creativity meets flawless execution. It's when football gets really fun. So this is going to be trick plays. Everybody loves a good trick play. You know, the quarterback throws it to the wide receiver who, you know, goes behind the quarterback, and then the wide receiver chucks it deep for a touchdown, something like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, hopefully they don't consider a trick play to be like, you know, handing it off to the fullback to punch it in from like 1 yard out. That would not be a great Hoodwinked moment. We'll probably see some wildcat in there, some flea flickers in there. This is going to be probably the most electric set out of the whole thing. I think Hoodwinked is going to be the most highly coveted legendary set on NFL All Day. Now, again, this whole project should be coming to us relatively soon. Okay, just today while recording, we had another player come out and quote tweet the NFL All Day post. So it seems like they're just doing nothing but building momentum. They've had, you know, like 13 weeks now to, you know, accumulate moments and create moments for all these different sets. So they have to have a nice reserve filled already, as my dog is about to knock over the damn Christmas tree. Hey, get out of there. You know, he was actually giving me a break today. He didn't bring a single toy over to me the whole time we were recording. He laid down on the couch like a good boy, just chilling. And then right as I'm wrapping up, he's like, hey, let me go grab my squid. Let me bring it over to this guy. He puts it on my lap. I don't give him the attention he desires as I'm trying to reframe him from squeaking. And what does he do? He decides to barrel his way between the computer and the Christmas tree. And he does almost a full rotate on the tree. So now all the wires and the cords are wrapped up. Now I got to go and try to untangle everything. Ah, we were doing so good too. All right, well, that is your full breakdown of every single special edition set that has been announced on NFL All Day. I'm very excited about all of these. Every single one of these sets I'm excited about. I will say the one that's all offensive and defensive line based is the one that has me the most worried, but there's a lot of sets that make up for it. So I'm very excited. A few things to leave you guys in closing. We do have Twitter. I urge you to go follow it at CryptoBallersTS. All one word, no periods, no underscores. If you know some people that know some people that know some people and they are getting into NFTs for the first time or they're interested in the NFL or in the NBA, I beg you to let them in on this podcast, okay? Tell your friends about the pod. Inform them about the Twitter, you know, tag them in some posts. Get them over here. We're trying to expand. We're trying to grow. It is not my greatest moment, but I did create a damn TikTok for Crypto Ballers, which I don't feel great about. I am not sure anything about TikTok. I never use it. So I created one for the show. So I'm hoping to get some people from over there to over here. I did reactivate an old YouTube channel. It had one video on it in the whole time Crypto Ballers has been going. It was a video with me, Hussein, and Marcus Grant. I posted it on this YouTube channel just to try to get it out there. Really, so just a couple people that I was like, hey, like, you have to check this out. I had no intention of actually continuing with the YouTube, but amongst talking to my team at 32-bit, we decided that we want to, you know, do some visuals to go with the audio. So I will be posting probably one video a week on YouTube, maybe the Friday pods. I'm not sure yet. My equipment is not up to standard yet. I have a lot of work to do on the YouTube side of things. I put up a test video for Wednesday's podcast. I put it over there. My green screen looked terrible. I had the studio not set up, so I just had to try to get something up and publish it so I could learn how to edit over there, to add some images and stuff. So it was really just like a test video. So like, if you go ahead and watch it, it's very cringeworthy. My voice was terrible. I was dying. It's one of those videos where, like, a year down the line from now, when, like, you really are firing on all cylinders, that's, like, one of the videos that's just, like, your cringe one that you like to show people, like, oh, look where I was compared to where I am now. That video I put up on Wednesday, that was a look where it was, because it can only get better from there. All right, I got some stuff specifically for YouTube lined up in the mail coming this way. Better webcam, which is probably the biggest problem. And then I'm going to be able to make some adjustments to the background, the studio, and all that good stuff. So YouTube content will be coming. The pod is still going to be my primary. The podcast is still going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 days a week, every single week. That is not changing. But I am looking to upload at least one podcast in a visual format to YouTube a week. Just one of the three. I'm going to put the visuals up on the YouTube. So if you want to go over there and check it out, subscribe over there. I'll be eternally grateful. That'd be fantastic. All right, we're trying to expand on all different social medias because that's how you grow as a show and as a community, right? You got to branch out. You got to go in other directions where there's other groups of people, other bases. So I made an Instagram. I posted about the Instagram on Twitter the other day. If you have an Instagram, I urge you to go follow it. It's the same handle, at CryptoBallersTS. It is still all one word. There are still no periods. There are still no underscores. So I'm going to be posting over there more frequently. Again, I made the TikTok. I'm not sure about the TikTok thing, man. I put up a graphic over there on TikTok earlier this morning. Pretty sure the thing has like zero views somehow. Not sure how. Maybe I'm just really bad at the TikTok thing. Maybe I did it wrong. But the handle over there is the same as everywhere else, at CryptoBallersTS. Now, I'm going to be putting links for every single new social media avenue that we decided to venture off on. I'm going to put every single link in the show notes of this podcast. So if you want to go check out any of those other ones, please feel free to go ahead and follow and subscribe on any of them. And again, the YouTube one, go easy on me in the comments, okay? Your boy's sick. I had no webcam. It was a rough go of it. My green screen was all jacked up. I feel like my head disappeared like five or six times. But it's a learning process. We're all in this together. It'll only get better from here. And do not forget, tonight starts the first night of Crypto Ballers Trivia. So make sure you're following the Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Answer the question. Put your answer in the comments. You can win some awesome prizes. And that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Thank you for checking it out. Good luck in the marketplace this weekend, and may tonight's trivia event be in your favor.